USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Unexpected remarks from a member of President Trump's legal team as Rudy Giuliani contradicts the president's claims that he had nothing to do with any payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Giuliani saying last night in an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News.
When I heard Cohen's retainer of $35,000 when he was doing no work for the president, I said, but that's how he's repaying. That's how, he's repaying it. With a little profit and a little margin for paying taxes for Michael.
Do you know the president didn't know about this? I believe that's what Michael
said. He didn't know about
the
specifics of it, as far as I know. But he did know about the general arrangement that Michael would take care of things like this.
Giuliani saying there was nothing illegal about the payment to Daniels, who claims she had an affair with Trump back in 2006, which President Trump denies. And this is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn-Root here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
President Trump will be hosting a National Day of Prayer today, and the guest list for the event at the White House includes members of the Texas Church, where over two dozen people were killed in a shooting massacre last year. The National Day of Prayer has been observed since 1952. More changes for the Boy Scouts, which will soon become known as Scouts BSA. Here's John Clemens.
Officials with the gender-neutral Scouts BSA are trying to save the organization. Rebranding follows last year's announcement that was not well received by the Girl Scouts that the group would be open to girls. Membership in both organizations has suffered. Mark Hancock of Trail Life USA, that has grown to 30,000 members, believes this is all part of a war on boyhood in America.
It just feels to us like boyhood is being treated like some sort of social disease that needs to be eradicated.
I'm John Clemens.
The president hinting in a tweet that three Americans held in North Korea could soon be released. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now on the Trump legal team, Rudy Giuliani says President Trump paid back lawyer Michael Cohen for the $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. That does contradict statements that President Trump made that he was not aware of the payment and didn't know where Cohen got the money. In an interview on Fox News Hannity last night, Giuliani said the payment was, quote, perfectly legal because it was not campaign money. The former New York City mayor and former federal prosecutor recently did join the Trump legal team. That, as Daniels claimed, she was paid that money by Cohen to keep quiet about an alleged affair with Donald Trump years ago. When asked if President Trump knew about the payment, Giuliani said he knew about the, quote, general arrangement, but did not know the specifics. As many as nine crew members that were aboard a Puerto Rico Air National Guard cargo plane have been killed when it crashed on a highway in Georgia yesterday afternoon. An Air Guard spokesman saying the C-130 Hercules cargo plane was carrying the members of the Puerto Rican National Guard when it crashed during a training exercise on Highway 21. And a man accused of trying to extort comedian Kevin Hart is facing charges. 41-year-old Jonathan Jackson jailed in L.A. on $35,000 bail. He had threatened last year to leak a tape showing the married Hart carousing with a woman in Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.